Hi, Christina.
Hi.
Hi, it's Gary and Lisa. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing pretty okay. We're just real tired, taking care of 300-plus animals.
Wow.
From our ranch, we're strung out all over the place because they're in a couple evacuated places.
Okay, so let's talk about, we're not going to mention the names of the folks that have this animal ranch or the name of the ranch because we want to surprise them, but it is a large property. It has how many animals?
About 300, 500 plus animals. I mean, we have a good amount of animals, anything from ducks and chickens to things like centipedes to exotic birds, parrots. We have a camel and a zebra. All of our animals are displaced right now.
What is the philosophy behind this farm? Why do they have all these animals?
We're an outreach program, so our goal is to educate people, educate children, and to really set forth a passion in the world for animals. We want to teach people to be loving and caring and compassionate about them. We go to schools and churches. We go all over the place to camps to talk about our animals, to educate them and give people an experience that, you know, they may never have had before, may never get a chance to. We're a sanctuary in a way because a lot of our animals don't have anywhere else to go.
So tell us what happened with the fire. What happened and how did you find out about it?
Well, unfortunately, what happened was that they woke up. They had this feeling that there was something going wrong. The wind was really battering into their house, and they woke up, went outside, and there it was just coming down the hill towards their house. They live in a sort of canyon sort of area, so they could see it coming over the ridge and coming close up to them. Immediately around like 3 a.m., they started packing up their animals, packing up their family. They put their little son on their mother in the car, and they just sent them away as fast as they could so they could get to safety. And they started packing up the animals. I mean, they were there.
So this is like dark. It's just like early in the morning, so it's not even light outside, and they're trying to find animals. And
only a couple of our handlers were able to get up before the roads were closed due to the fire, so they had to drive through the fire.
Wow.
To get, and they watched, we have two buildings on the property, and they watched one of their buildings catch on fire, and it was just devastating.
So now you have a husband and wife. He is currently active duty in the Army?
Yes. He's a Black Hawk pilot. He actually fights fires overseas.
Wow.
And luckily he was home for this time. We've gone through several fires these last couple years, and we were lucky enough to make it through. This time we weren't as lucky.
So he's active duty in the Army. She's running this animal, sort of an animal, almost a rescue ranch.
Yes.
And he happened to be at home.
Yes.
You have a small staff. You got all the animals out, but everything on this farm burned down. Is that right?
Yes. They live on a ranch, and unfortunately, their entire house burned down, so they've lost everything.
And by the way, they also have a 3-year-old son.
They do.
So here's what I understand is needed. They need cages for small and large birds and reptiles and bunnies. They need food for bunnies, guinea pigs, chickens, ducks, parrots, and tortoises. Water and food dishes. They need bedding for small mammals and reptiles. They need paper towels and clothing donation and personal hygiene products for the family. And, of course, their son, baby boy clothes, and any other basic items, and they need a Christmas.
Yes, they do. They desperately do. They don't have much going on, and we're trying to give them as much as we can, but
yes,
we're a pretty small staff, and we can only do so much.
This is, I think, a real opportunity to help some people that are really doing a great thing.
And thank you.
You know, I think we're really going to look at this family, and don't tell them. You haven't told them you've let us know about them, have you?
No, I haven't. Yeah. I haven't. It's been a secret so far because, you know, we don't know what we could get out of it because
we just
want to help them.
Yeah.
She sacrificed so much for us to have the animals that we have and to help the animals that we have.
Yes.
We just want to help her.
Well, you've got people who are doing great things with animals. You've got active duty military Black Hawk pilot. That's a tough job. And then you have a 3-year-old who is probably wondering what's going on right now, right?
Yeah. He's definitely having a hard time.
So we probably also need a tree. We need Santa to come out. Where are they living right now?
Right now they're living in a hotel, but they can only stay there temporarily. They just don't have the funds to stay at a hotel for long. So right now we're trying to figure out a living situation for them.
So we need money. We need gift cards. We need toys. We need a tree. We need Santa. We need all the other things we mentioned for the animals.
Yes.
It's a big project, but you know what, Lisa? I think this. I think the K Earth audience can handle this. What do you think?
I think so.
That would be really awesome.
Everybody votes yes.
Yep.
Christina, we're going to help your family this year.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you for letting us know about these great people. And
they're so awesome.
You're awesome, and so are they.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
And, you know, I think our audience is really going to come to the plate for these guys. Now, don't tell them. They may hear about it because very few people fall into their category, obviously.
Yeah.
You know, stay tuned because we're going to put this out there and we're going to put it on our website. We're going to let everybody know everything they need and let's see what happens. Let's see how everybody comes together to help this family.
Thank you so much.
Merry, Merry Christmas. And you are going to be there with us when we come out and say, knock, knock, it's Christmas for this deserving family.
Thank you. Oh my God, I'm so excited for them.